Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, Dr. Catherine Messagey, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about how to guarantee success doing hard things. And I don't even care what the hard thing is, whether it's technically hard, whether it's socially hard, it's politically hard, it's just mentally and emotionally hard. I don't even care what the goal is. If you're trying to do something difficult, there is a four-step process that I have used at DARPA and beyond, and now in the crypto and blockchain world, to guarantee success of whatever you're trying to do, and we're going to get into it. So I was sitting there thinking the other day, I was thinking back on my days at DARPA. I had 17 programs, multiple businesses approaching each one, and each of them had less than a 10% chance of success. 17 programs, each with a less than 10% chance of technical success. And they were all successful, 100%. Statistically, only two of them should have made it. In DARPA expectations, only half of them should have made it because they have a little higher expectation. They all made it. We were ultimately successful on every single one. From a technical standpoint, we were able to solve the technical problem on every single one. And I looked at that, I'm like, that should not have happened. How did that happen? And I got to tell you, it's not luck. It's a process. So let's start into it. There are four steps. I'm going to go through them quickly now, and then we're going to get into detail on each one. Overall, we're going to keep the whole thing quick, so make sure you watch all the way to the end. So the first thing you're going to do is do the hard thing first. Second, you're going to take multiple approaches to each thing. You're going to ask for help and you're going to make it known that this is a problem you're working on. And then it's action and persistence. That sounds incredibly simple, but you need to know the details on each one of those. So let's get into it. Number one, do the hard thing first. So whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, whether it is technically difficult, mentally and emotionally difficult, socially difficult. I don't care if you're trying to put a civilization on Mars, whether you're trying to build something that's just technically has never been done, or you're not quite sure how to do it. Maybe you're trying to raise a VC round. I'm there right now. It's a hard thing. It's not technically hard. It's more kind of mentally hard, socially hard. It doesn't matter if you're trying to learn how to run a marathon, right? Your first novel, it does not matter. Whatever the hard thing is, this is how you're going to approach it. So step one, do the hard thing first. So you're going to break that task up into smaller tasks, right? What are all the things that need to happen in order to reach your goal? Well, we're going to have to figure out these three things, how to do these three things. Or let me give you an example. So we're working on the first see-through display, a pair of glasses with a see-through display. This is way before Google Glass, before Ray-Ban Meta. You're welcome. We were pioneering that technology to get the industry started. In trying to figure out how to do that, we had to figure out how to construct the glass such that you could put an image on it. And then separately, we had to figure out how to put the image on the glass. Do you put it in the glass? Do you project it onto the glass? Which way do you do that without anybody in front of you being able to see it, right? There were hard problems. So you list out the tasks. Let's suppose you're trying to write a book. Well, what needs to happen in order for you to actually publish your book? Well, you're going to have to write it. Okay, now break that down further. You need a table of contents. You need the actual writing. You're going to need the book cover. You got to figure out how to distribute it. Let's suppose you're trying to win a championship in weightlifting in your age group. What's the hard thing? Well, you know, I have to find a contest. I have to enter the contest. I have to train for the contest. The hard thing is probably training consistently, right? Or staying consistent. So you reach down into that, break that task up into a bunch of little pieces and figure out what is the hard part. What is the hardest thing mentally, financially, technically, and start with the hard thing first. Conquer the hard task first. For example, If you can be consistent in your training schedule, you're much more likely to be successful in your competition. If you can be consistent in your writing schedule, or if you can get your table of contents in, you're much, much more likely to be ultimately successful. Or maybe it's book distribution because you don't know anything about it. Maybe that's the hard task. You need to go figure out how you're going to distribute this thing once you've written it. And so whatever the hard thing is, figure out what the hard task is. In Geode's case, the hard task was, there were two, getting the chain up and running, having a nice, stable, functioning, secure chain. That's easier said than done. And then actually writing the smart contracts, the kind of contracts that we wanted to write, the apps we wanted to write, the memory management on that was incredibly difficult. So the strategy of the structure of the logic of those contracts and what we're saving and what we're not and what we're writing to chain was the hard part. So anyway, do the hard part first. Why? Because it's momentum and it's all downhill from there. So every time you'll do the next hard thing and the next hard thing and the next hard thing. If you don't have any one task that stands out as harder than any other, then you're going to do the long lead item first. Long lead items are what take a very long time. So for example, a VC round takes a very long time as compared to writing an app. So if the app is not hard to write, go start the VC round first because it's going to take longer, right? And it helps you optimize the schedule overall and get to success even faster. Okay, so that's all about doing the hard thing first. If there's no one particular thing that's the hardest thing, then just go and look at who's got the longest lead time. What's going to take the longest time and start that one first and go for more schedule optimization. Second thing, this is incredibly, well, it's all incredibly important. The second thing you need to do after you've done the hard thing first is you need to have multiple approaches. You need to be working parallel paths, right? You need to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different approaches that could solve what you're trying to solve and do them all at the same time. Try them all at the same time. Now, if you do not have the time or money to do that, which you may not, that's big budget and possibly big teams to try multiple approaches in parallel, then what you'll do is you'll make a list of all the different approaches you could take to solve this. I want 3, 4, 5, I'll take 10 different approaches if you can come up with them. Sit there and brainstorm what are all the ways you could solve that first task and the second and the third, but we'll worry about one at a time. What are all the ways you could solve it? What is the most likely to succeed? Go do that first if you can only handle one at a time. And that's somewhat the situation that we were in here for Geode because we didn't have big teams. We didn't have money, we didn't have a big group, so we had to go one at a time, starting with the most likely approach to succeed, the second most likely approach if the first one fails, the third most likely approach if the second one fails. You want to have multiple approaches. If you can afford to it, like at DARPA, we would have at least 2 teams trying different approaches in parallel to conquer the same problem. Why? Because we had the money to do it. Why not? So if you could try 10 approaches in parallel, do it. And the likelihood that one of them works is much higher. So you want to have parallel paths, but not just that. You want to very quickly verify if this is the path that's going to work. So you need to have a testing mechanism and process in place. So, okay, this is the hard task we're going to focus on now. Here are 1, 2, 3 different ways I think we can solve that. Okay, this is the most likely thing that will work. How can I test to see if this is going to work? And I want to test it quickly and I want to verify it quickly. Is it going to work or is it not? So that I can move on to my second option and go test that one. So you're iterating quickly on the different ways that it might work. And I want a pipeline of new approaches coming in continually. So for example, let's say you can think of 2 different ways to approach the hard task, either one of which might work. That's great. And then you're going to start with the one with the highest probability of success. I still want you to be coming up with a third idea and a fourth idea and a fifth idea and a sixth idea. I want you to keep coming up with new approaches that might work if the first two don't work. And I want a prioritized list, and you want a continual pipeline of new ideas on how you might conquer that. So not just multiple approaches. Try them in parallel if you can, if you have the time and money. If not, prioritize. But I want a pipeline of additional approaches that might work, so that you've always got something new to try, and you verify each one in turn. Try it, test it. Is this going to work? Yes, it looks like it's going to work. Pursue it deeply. Test it. Does this look like it's going to work? No. Move on to the next one. Test it. Is this going to work? No. Move on to the next one. And you iterate quickly to find the one that's going to work, and then you go deep on that one. So, number one was do the hard thing first. If it's not the hard thing, it's the long lead item. Number two is I want multiple approaches. You're trying multiple approaches at the same time if you can. If not, you're prioritizing it based on probability of success, and you have a continual pipeline of new approaches to try for every single task and subtask in that program, in whatever you're trying to do. The third thing is to ask for help. You want to make it known that you're working on this problem. Why? Because it feeds into the first two. If you make people aware that you're working on this challenge, people will come in and start to offer help. They may have a perspective you need. They may have some experience that you don't have, and they may be able to show you another way that you might tackle that hard task. Maybe they already tackled that hard task and they can tell you what's a good way to do it. Maybe it's only hard because you've never done it before. So as we began to raise our first VC round, the first thing I did is go talk to a whole bunch of people who've already done it and get advice because, well, I've never done it before, not on the commercial side. So how's it done on the commercial side? How's it done in the crypto world? What do I need to know? What does it mean to be successful? How do I do that? What's the hard task? What are the approaches that work? And go get that information. Be really, really open to what people with more experience can tell you. Because if they've been there and done that, you better listen. You need to know. Don't think you're gonna do it better. No, you're not. I don't care how creative you are. If they've been there and done that and done it successfully, you need to understand, you need to listen, and you need to be taking notes, and you need to understand that that path has already been built. Now, if you're trying to do something where the path has not been built before, truly, truly unique, something come really completely out of the blue, then you're fooling yourself. Because ultimately, whatever you're doing, if it's a technical development, there are people who have done hard technical developments. I don't care if it's exactly what you're doing. Go talk to them and learn from them. If it's, you know, any kind of fundraising, oh, ours is unique. Yeah, sure, they all are. Go talk to people. There are people with experience that you can learn from. Go learn. And they may even get excited and want to help you out. And that's even better because now you have a bigger team and you can try more things in parallel. See how that feeds back in? The fourth step, you're not going to like this one. The fourth step is action and persistence. You cannot sit on your butt and expect to accomplish anything. You have to take action and you have to be persistent. And I don't just mean I'm going to do a little bit every day. No, you need to obsess. You need to obsess over it. You need to decide that this is going to happen. You need to decide that you are going to find the approach that works, and you need to decide the time frame in which it will be successful. Well, now what if you don't hit your time frame? If setting a deadline for yourself and then you don't hit that deadline and then you're really demoralized, strengthen your mind. The time frame is a goal. The time frame actually gives you something to shoot for. If it takes you a little longer, that's okay. But what if you do it faster? I constantly amaze myself that I set my time frames what I think is near term, and everything happens even faster. Even faster, because you just have to decide that it's going to be, and you have to get off your butt and take action. And you have to be persistent and taking action, you have to grind. You're going to have to grind. I'm sorry. But that's the truth. So as you take these different approaches, you may be Thomas Edison. You may find 999 ways that the light bulb does not work. And as you grind through all those approaches, and it's approach number 1000 that is the successful one, was it worth it? I don't know. I'm looking at all the lights around here and I say it is. You grind. And an approach doesn't work, you pick the next one out of the lineup and you grind. And you ask for help and you learn from others and you grind. David Goggins would be proud. So that's it. Let's go through them again. Number one, you're going to do the hard thing first. So break out all the subtasks, pick the one that is the hardest or that takes the longest to do, if there's not anything that's particularly hard. Number two, you're going to have multiple approaches that could get you to your goal. So on each task, multiple approaches that could work on each subtask. You're going to try them in parallel if you can. If you can't, just prioritize, and you're going to have a pipeline of incoming new ideas of how to approach each and every subtask. Number three, you're going to ask for help. You're going to learn from people who know better than you. And number four, you're going to become the embodiment of action and persistence. You're going to decide this is going to happen, and you are just simply not going to give up. I don't care what. And if you do those four things, I guarantee you will be successful in doing the hard thing. So leave your comments, your questions. Tell me what is the hard thing you're trying to do right now, and I'll help if I can. Let me be one of those people that you can learn from. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you on Chain.